It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Bitcoin used in 2010 to buy two pizzas, now worth a measly $82 million.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
Oh, man, we are running late, but that is okay because I realize I have screwed up today already.
That's weird. That usually does not happen.
Oh, yeah. I am going to be making up a listener letter from myself, Jay.
Oh, okay.
About you.
Gee, thanks.
But first this, it is news time, and it's a Monday morning. It's 7 a.m., or 7:04 a.m.
Whoa.
Number one movie over the weekend was, after a couple hot weekends at the box office.
Yeah, with Deadpool and Wolverine.
This was a very,
Really?
Alien, Romulus.
Oh, I didn't know anything about
$10 million, number one.
Actually, really? $10 million?
I made that up.
That can't be right.
Yeah, that was for
Deadpool
Sunday.
Deadpool had to make more.
$41 million.
Oh, okay.
Deadpool. I thought the same thing, and I was like, oh, that is really a slow weekend.
That would be bad.
$29 million for Deadpool and Wolverine. Right. It Ends With Us was number three. Number four, Twisters, which I saw is now available to watch streaming.
Okay.
Somewhere I saw an ad for that.
I thought It Ends With Us, when my wife and I were looking for that, we thought that was streaming. And then we realized, oh, that's in a theater? Because we were going to watch that over the weekend. And then.
And what is that one about, Jay?
Well,
let me tell you. When a woman first.
Never mind.
Well, it popped up right as I clicked on it. And I realized, oh, I know what it's
you
about.
You can read it, I guess.
When a woman's first
new
love.
Glasses. Uh-huh. New glasses.
Stop talking,
Steve. That's
stop
hilarious.
Talking, Steve, so I can read this.
I know. Keep talking, Steve. It's the Blake Lively movie.
When a woman's first love suddenly re-enters her life, her relationship with a charming but abusive neurosurgeon is upended as she realizes she must learn to rely on her own strength to make an impossible choice
for her
future.
Wow, okay. Yeah, now you see why I wanted to watch it.
It Ends With Us, and that is Blake Lively. Okay, that's funny. The picture, I thought it was Jennifer Lawrence, but again, I must be looking through the bottom half of my glasses. When I look through the top half,
issues,
Blake Lively. This is so ridiculous.
Oh.
PG-13, Jay,
okay,
so
thank you
guys won't even blush.
So we're okay. Yeah, all right,
you and your wife. That does look cute. I don't know if it looks cute, but I was just thinking about Blake Lively the other day because I'm like, boy, your husband is everywhere.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is everywhere. And I thought, what is she kind of doing anything, or is she just, you know, like raising the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doing that. Yeah. But here she is. She's in a movie. So now I know.
I did see a movie with your dream girl in it over the weekend. My wife and I.
Did you watch the Halle Berry Mark Wahlberg?
We did. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to watch it this weekend and then I never did. How was it?
As you would say, it's cute.
Is it cute?
It's cute.
So is it more of a rom-com or is it more of a drama?
I actually looked it up. I looked it up, Kevin, because I wanted to see how they characterized it. And this is the weirdest characterization of a movie I think I've ever seen. Because first of all, there's five descriptors. Usually it's like, you know, action,
comedy
or whatever it is. This is buddy comedy, spy, action, comedy, thriller. I was like,
buddy comedy. Okay. That works because her and him are.
Because they're buddies, not.
They're high school. They dated each other in high school
or
something.
But there's no real. I mean, there is, but there isn't.
Does it ever turn into romance between them?
I mean, I'm not going to spoil the movie.
But I mean, does it start that way? No, not really. Because I mean, there's the scene that's on the trailer where she's whispering in his ear.
Yeah.
And being Halle Berry, who you're like, anybody would fall for this.
Yeah.
And then she pokes him in the neck with a needle.
Yeah, that's not romantic.
Uh-uh. And he goes tumbling down the hill, and she's like, sorry, Marky Mark.
I don't know that she says that.
So it's decent. I would like it.
I mean, it's a fun streamer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
nothing to write home about.
No, I won't watch it again, but it's one of those deals, but it wasn't disappointed. I got exactly out of it what I wanted.
Okay. Perfect. That works. How's Halle Berry?
I mean, she's great. Honestly, I really wasn't even paying that close attention at the beginning of the movie. I didn't even recognize her at first. I'm like, that looks kind of like Halle Berry. And I'm like, well, that's because it is.
Because it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Thanks, Steve.
Do you think it will enhance my crush on her or?
It's not going to damage it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No, I think
that
you're
is
fine.
Fair.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jay.
Out of,
I'm glad you watched a movie.
Out of 42 popcorns, I'm giving it 35.
Oh,
well, that's not bad at all. That's not bad at all.
No, that's pretty good, yeah.
Any other movies that we need to know about?
I didn't watch any, a lot of television. I did a lot of stuff, but I didn't watch any. I didn't really watch TV, which was a bummer for the Olympics, because I didn't watch any of that. I mean, literally zero Olympics, which I felt, you know, anti-American, but.
They're over. Team USA won a gold.
Mark I did Fuse. See that. Mark Fuse, a gold Mark medal Fuse. Winner.
Yeah, he's a gold medal winner, but doesn't get a gold medal.
How's that? Is that what's the deal there?
That's true.
The coaches don't get one.
Mike Tirico saying it that there's the coaching staff. You know, the coaches do not receive gold medals.
Oh, I mean, technically they didn't win
it. But it's something they get to have on their resume for the rest of their career that they were a coach of a gold medal winning team. And I thought that's dumb.
I mean, is it or should they get gold medals?
I feel like they should get a gold. Well, you know what though?
Because then the coaches of the swimming coaches,
they don't get a gold.
They don't
medal.
Get them.
You're right. They don't deserve one. Parkview, you don't deserve it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Haircut day.
Yeah,
I got a haircut.
Did you get a haircut?
You sure did, Jay. I have not looked at your head, really.
Yeah, it's there.
Kevin James.
I always start, at your feet and spend my time then working my way up.
Huh.
Different approach than most take.
Yeah, my eyes are right here.
Yes, sir.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kevin. Oh, man. What a day.
Oh, what's going on in there?
So glad to be back.
Dear Jay and Steve.
Oh, no.
I have a situation that I've been curious about. Mm. I run a mobile DJ business.
Oh, this seems awfully specific.
It's very unusual.
GetYourDJ.com.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Illegal. And my very near, dear friend had a daughter who got married. Unfortunately, this marriage was out of state, and it was also, on a date that I already was booked. And so I had to tell them that I could not do the wedding, even though they asked me to do the wedding.
Yeah, I understand it, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I now want to know if I'm allowed to ask any questions about the DJ or give any criticism of the DJ's performance if I wasn't even able to be there. What do you think? Do I keep quiet or do I ask?
You can get a
signed
hold of us.
Kevin.
You can get a hold of us.
DJ Kevy Kev.
You get a hold of us on the Merengue Furniture Studio line, 509-441-0999 to call or text.
The radio's Kevin James.
I mean, yeah, you can ask questions. You guys ask all the questions
Jay,
you want.
Jay, I noticed this is definitely your thing today. I am allowed to ask questions.
Ask all the
that
questions you want.
Doesn't mean you're going to get an answer.
No, I mean, it all depends. You know, again, options, man.
Will you guys be giving the DJ a 5-star review?
Absolutely.
You will. He did a great job.
Anthony was fantastic.
He took care of everything.
He was great. He was absolutely great.
He did the things he needed to do.
And more, yeah.
That's great. Do you honestly think that he probably was better than I would have been? Be honest.
I will say the difference between him and you was, first of all, he sings. He can sing. So he was like singing the open. Like it was like.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he was like, he was singing. Huh? I'm not kidding. He sang like a song. In fact, when he first started singing, I was like, what song is this? And then I realized, wait, he's just said like Emma and Jacob's name.
I'm at a wedding and I'm singing. Was it like that?
It wasn't like that.
Jacob and Emma.
No, it was. And he was, Kevin, he is like dancing, and I mean, so would he be better? No. Would he be, is it different? Yes. Can two things be true at the same time?
No.
Yeah, very sure. Yes. That is not
Steve.
That is not my style. That would not Yeah, sorry, you would not get that from me.
No, it's just it's just different. You know, it's obviously, okay. It would have been, you know, Uncle Kevin would have been great and was obviously first choice. But, you know, I mean, stuff
happens.
Sure,
yeah. I'm sure, you know, there's things I would be better at and there's things
absolutely.
He was better at.
Okay,
very good, but I'm happy that it went nice. Well. Now I have zero guilt.
Yeah, I'll, you know I agree. What I, mean? I
yeah,
agree.
Because there,
yeah.
was, there was the guilt where it was like, oh, man.
No, this guy was great.
If they get a DJ that just stinks,
that would have been a bummer.
It's going to be such a bummer.
Yeah, that would have been terrible.
Because I'm like, you could have had a mediocre one for sure.
Sure, of course. Yeah. Let me see if this will fix it. Hi, Seth. Oh, did I hang up? Are you still there, buddy?
I'm still here.
Oh, sorry. Oh. I almost hung up on you. Ooh. I apologize. What's up, bud?
It wouldn't be the first time that's happened in my life.
What is up, Hillbilly Seth?
Kevin, you need to forgive your friend. Forgiveness is in the eye of the beholder.
What?
You what? Need to stop being jealous. You know what I'm trying to say. Sorry, I haven't had my morning coffee yet. You know, he got a different DJ. Don't be jealous. I feel like this is really where it's coming from.
No,
like
not
a passive aggressive letter. Like,
okay. So
is this
more,
intervention for Kevin?
It, was me
it
sounds like it yeah. had a chance Sweet. To
yeah.
say, like, yeah, my feelings are hurt.
That, yeah. Well, you know, you guys have been coworkers for. Probably since before I was born.
Well, let's not get crazy.
Dang near.
I mean, it's close, but I mean.
You guys will be bumping fists in the old folks' home and watching reruns of Star Trek. Like, I can already see it.
More the Andy Griffith Show, I think. But yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
No, but then we'll have black and white TVs in the future. Are you kidding me?
They'll have it all. I know, it'll be a bummer. But
Seth, I promise there was no jealousy. It was just more of a. I'm bummed that I wasn't able to do it.
Yeah.
And then, like, now I think the DJ they got was just terrible.
That would have been a bummer. Like, yeah,
oh,
that would have been.
That would have stunk.
That would have been terrible.
Okay, I have a question for you, Jay, then.
Yes, sir.
Was your DJ, what's that guy's name? The Dan Band from The Hangover? You know, the guy that sang and DJed?
I don't know. I've never really watched the whole movie, so I don't even know. I don't know if he was that guy or not. Was he that guy, Kevin, do you think?
No.
Okay, no. All right.
No.
The guy that sang Candy Shop, he's like,
no, this guy
was. I think you did a candy shop.
No, he wasn't like that.
Okay. It wasn't like that.
I mean, maybe unfortunately.
Yeah, but. Right.
All right, I got to go to work, boys.
See you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
It sounds like he was like a showman. Like
he was great. Yeah, he was fantastic. Yeah, and the event went off, I mean, for as bad as it could have been weather-wise, because, like, the days leading up to the wedding were miserable. It was, like, pouring rain.
That's what you said. Like, it was
high of 62 degrees. It was freezing. I mean, there was, you know, my mom and sister are like, do we have blankets for the rehearsal?
Oh,
and it was, I mean, it was cold. It could have been a very iffy day. But then all of a sudden, on wedding day, it just, you know, the sun came out.
Like,
it was 77. 78
oh,
degrees.
Oh, jeez, perfect.
Yeah, somewhere in there, maybe 75-ish.
Because the wedding was
the
outdoors.
The wind had died down some. It was still a little breezy, but it wasn't, you know. Yeah, it was outdoors, so it could have been a real iffy one. But the sun, bright sunshine.
And now, man, I have so many questions. We just don't have time for all of it.
Well, can you catch us the next break? What did you?
Yeah, next break. I want to know about how the ceremony itself went.
Yes.
Who was the officiant?
Mm-hmm.
Did you speak at the... That I know you mm-hmm. spoke, you gave a toast at the wedding. I want to know more about that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
at the reception.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a lot of questions about these things.
Okay,
your daughter got married, Jay.
It was what was weird was last night we had a family dinner, you know, at the house. We do the Sunday family dinner thing with whoever happens to be in town. Obviously, my daughter and her husband are on their honeymoon, so it's like it was just the boys and their girlfriends, and they came over for dinner and they all said, man, I can't believe it's been a week. Like, it was one of those where you go, wait,
oh,
that
yeah.
feels like it sure. was a day ago, you know, but no, it's just.
And it was a week ago, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
How, those girlfriends, did any of them get a little itch for wanting to get married? You know, that's what happens with girlfriends at weddings.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
This lady who was probably 80 plus, I was introducing myself, and I go, hey, I'm McLovin, whatever, and
oh,
she
no.
goes, Mick? I go, no, McLovin. She goes, Mick? I go, no, it's one word. She goes, Mick?
Kevin James.
And I go, whatever. Yeah. Yep. Yes.
First name Mick, last name Lovin.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, well, we'll give away some Kevin Hart tickets here in a little while. A little entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO, turned into questions. Kevin has questions about the wedding. What were your questions about the wedding, Kevin?
Oh, so many. Okay, so Jay, your daughter Emma gets married to this wonderful young man, yep. Jacob. Mm-hmm. Was Jacob's family there?
They were, of course, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I figured they were.
They drove in from Indiana and other parts. I mean, there was you know, the groomsmen came in from all over the place, but yeah.
Pretty good group. Did you guys get to do like a rehearsal dinner together?
We did, yeah. Like very that? Low okay. key, very kind of just chill sort of rehearsal dinner.
Was it at the
one of
venue?
Our favorite pizza places?
Oh,
where they gave
even
us a whole
better.
Side of the restaurant. It's been the pizza place has been in our lives for, you know, decades.
I should remember the name of it.
Zorba's.
I was going to say it's Zobo's.
Zorba's,
or yep.
Zorba's. Steve's probably been there. He lived in Minnesota. He probably been to Zorba's, Steve, yeah?
You know, I don't think I actually ever went to Zorba's.
Oh, my gosh.
But I know of it.
Steve. Okay.
Okay. So that was great. Family, that all went well.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the ceremony.
Okay.
You already said the time that you got a little emotional was when you
the first
did
time
the
I got
first,
to see her
first
in her dress.
Look with your daughter.
When I'll just say my daughter is stunning.
Yeah.
Like on a regular basis. And then just.
She is just like that simple, beautiful, right?
She
doesn't have to get all made up or anything.
She is just so.
Yeah.
And you know, and then you add a personality to it, and it's just funny because, you know, everybody, so many people said, your daughter is so easy to celebrate because she's really an amazing person.
Absolutely.
And then just to see her in a wedding dress, you're like, oh, my gosh, you know. It was like, this kid's ridiculous.
And I got you. It got you. That was the dad moment that got you emotional.
For sure, yeah.
Now, ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever any talk about you doing the ceremony?
Mm-hmm.
You're a radio personality.
No. I don't think so. I don't remember. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe there might have been, but quick, no way.
Okay. I've had a few over the years where dads have done it.
Okay.
And they do a great job.
Sure.
Right? Like, because they were just really good at it.
Yeah.
But okay, so you were out. Who did do?
So my oldest brother was the officiant. He had, he's done a few others. And
oh,
then,
Mayor Brian?
Yeah. Well, he's not the mayor yet.
Not yet.
Well, your brother is running for mayor of El Paso, and he's got my vote.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that counts, but I'm sure he's reassured by your endorsement.
So he's the one that did it, and he has done, he's been in the public light a lot. I mean, he's a politician, right?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Now he is. I mean, he was a what former?
Oh, he was in the army, and then he was in radio, and then he's a lawyer, and you know,
and then he ran like the big arena there.
Yes, he was.
So he's been around.
Yeah, he's
been. I'm assuming he did a great job.
He was great. Yep.
Yeah.
It was short and sweet, which is the kind we like.
Ooh, like how short? How sweet?
I don't know.
Heavier on the shorter minutes. Or the sweeter?
I think it's equal portions.
Okay.
You know, less than 20.
Jay, 12 minutes.
I mean, maybe 15-ish, somewhere in there. It was great.
Okay, so that's
everything
sweet
that
spot.
Needed to be done was done, and it was great.
Very good.
Yeah, I loved all of it.
And did he have some good, did he have any little comedy mixed in there?
I mean, he had a couple. He kept it light enough where it wasn't like he's not, you know, he's not like, hey, oh, not like that.
Yeah,
just enough light, you know, we're like, oh, one time he forgot to turn the mic off and he was shuffling papers and he's like, I'm sure the sound guy really liked that. You know, just, you know, little things that kind of made it. So let's put it this way. My sons thought it was appropriate length. And if you're getting 20-year-old men to agree on a length of a wedding ceremony, good work.
How? I'm assuming that your sons and their girlfriends sat right by you and Denise for the ceremony.
Yeah, yeah.
How close were the girlfriends sitting next to your sons? I feel like that's one where you
on
might
weddings?
As well just put them in one chair because they're the girlfriend of your boys have both been in relationships for quite a while.
Yeah, over 4 years each.
Wow. Yeah, so those girls had to be like a growth on them, just like holding him so tight, like, oh my God, this is romantic.
I don't know, they probably were pretty much over it. They'd already been together about 8 days before that. So,
they,
you know,
okay,
maybe a little
they weren't
worn
even
out.
Like, yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
This would be great if you were like Emma, but you're not.
Maybe you could learn something from your sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
like that was to the boys,
yeah,
not,
obviously,
to,
yeah.
not to the girlfriends.
Right. No, I knew.
Okay, so
yeah.
No, there was no talk of future weddings.
Yeah, and then, well, and then my son, Will, he caught the garter, and then his girlfriend caught the bouquet. So
oh, boy.
There it is. Yeah, so well, let's get me on the calendar.
She was...
as soon as we can with
she was
one.
She was laughing and excited and me having fun with it, and Will, of course, played the role of, really?
Yeah, you know, like, one of those. Does this have to happen? Yeah, yeah. Okay, Jay, the speech. You gave a toast.
I did, yeah.
For the wedding. How was the toast? Did you get emotional?
No.
Didn't do your classic Jay Daniels radio voice?
I did. I didn't want to go down that road because I knew if I started, I would just...
I love you so much.
There's no way I would have made it through
it. You couldn't have got it back.
No, I couldn't. Yeah, there's no way.
That's fair.
It would have been impossible. So, I mean, I just went the other way of just, you know, having much more... It was a very more lightly, you know...
Is there a funny line that you did in your toast that you can share with us? Something that was...
Well, I mean,
I'm sure you have it mesmerized.
Impressed me was that, you know, anytime you have a wedding that's a long ways away, it's a huge effort by people. There were some people from, you know, on both sides of the aisle.
100%, Jay. Like you've got people went from Spokane to Minnesota.
Yeah, some that drove impressive. And one that could only be actually in town for like 10 hours and flew. And, you know, they flew into Minneapolis and drove for 3 hours. I mean, there were so many people. And we were super appreciative of those people. And
absolutely.
I just said that, you know, there was a lot of people there that night that had made huge sacrifices to come celebrate, you know, the couple. And that's a testament to them because I've been invited.
Absolutely.
I've been invited to weddings that I have not gone to that were closer than the nearest Walgreens to my house.
Right. No, I know what you're saying.
So I would.
Yeah.
Don't blame you.
And I mentioned that in the speech because I was like, you know, that's just a testament to people.
It is.
And, you know, my daughter's name, her nickname growing up was Goose because when she, you know, cried or laughed, she sounded like a goose. And it's just one of those deals that not everybody, Kevin, you get to, but not everybody gets to call her that. You know, that's earned, you know. And
and
most of the people who had, you know, with the exception of you pretty much, most of the people who can call her that were in that room that day. So, you know, that's just it's just a sacrifice. And it's just incredible the amount of impact that she's had on these people's lives who were able to, you know, fly halfway across
absolutely.
The country.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that Jay, that is a huge deal. And that's, you know, doing a lot of weddings, I always hear it when people say that. And you know, and I go, okay, yeah, I get it. Yeah, hey,
right.
Hey, thank you, everybody, for being here. But it really is emotional because you start to realize the reason they're here is they love your kid.
Absolutely.
And your kid's become such a great person that everybody wants to be there. And you do realize that it is... Well, like you said, I wouldn't go to one that's farther than the Walgreens. And, you know what I mean? So it's such a cool deal.
It really was.
Nice testament to your daughter.
Absolutely.
For sure.
So, go Goose.
Yeah, go Goose. Easy, Steve.
Wait, can I not?
Easy, Steve.
Sorry.
Was there too any, I know, not drama. I'm not looking for drama. But was there at any point where you thought, because you're new son-in-law.
Right.
Jacob,
mm-hmm.
former military, right?
Yes.
And I'm guessing military buddies were in the wedding?
All.
Okay.
I think that's not
okay.
true. I think there was the other two of them were just childhood friends, I think.
I did a wedding this weekend that was military dudes.
Yeah.
Marines, and they were just like, they had a good time.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Was there at any point where you thought, oh, boy.
When they took their shirts off?
They had their shirts off. Of course they did.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Found the stat.
Oh, you did?
Katie Ledecky, in her lifetime, they say, has swam about 23,000 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Kevin James.
That's almost as many miles as Steve's car has on it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Congratulations, Kevin. You just qualified.
I did?
No. There's other people named Kevin.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know that.
Congratulations, Kevin. You just qualified.
Yes.
Yeah. I said we like that name around here, and then he goes, yeah, that's good. And most days, right? I said, yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. To all the people who have texted in, either on the text line or on my phone, saying that I should listen to Post Malone's song Yours off of his
album. Oh, my gosh.
It's a daughter song, and I've heard this song. I heard it before, And I appreciate that, I think.
By the way, the Post Malone album, say what you will, if you're not into Post Malone being in country, but you know what? He's already going to have two number one hits in country music.
Yeah.
and more to come. That is for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
It, because that album, I just gave it one quick listen, and I need to listen to it more. But I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the Morgan Wallen, I Had Some Help song, and Blake's Pour Me a Drink's going to be there. And I mean, he's got one with Lainey and multiple with Luke Combs and Ernest and Chris Stapleton.
And
you know,
I don't know if yours will Jelly be Roll. Released to country, but I sure hope it is.
Mine?
Not, no, the song Yours.
Oh, okay. Yeah, ours, yeah.
Not your album.
Oh, I didn't know. I was just curious. It's possible, Kevin. I don't know where they stand with all that. He's got a lot of choices. I know
he does.
That.
Yeah.
So thanks to all those who with that suggestion and the Dolly Parton song too.
Oh, the one with Dolly. I haven't. I swear. I mean, I listened to all of them, but I had it.
I heard it last night.
I was just
night.
Doing the quick. You know, when I hear each one of them, yeah. Trying to get through it.
Right.
There's a lot of songs too.
20, well, including his own songs, 27?
I think that's right, 27 or 28.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Plenty to choose from.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Steve, best thing from your weekend was?
Ooh, oh boy, we're already at this point, huh?
Yep.
I had a good time at Sea Wright's Ace Hardware over the weekend. That was a real party. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah, they do. They throw those grand openings or whatever they are.
They really are awesome.
They do a great job with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So, and I predicted that you would make friends this weekend at Ace Sea Wright Hardware. Just because I was like, there's a lot of people that come by. There's going to be people that come by and be like, Producer Steve, we listen, whatever, mm-hmm. we like you. And that you were just going to make friends. How did it go?
I mean, it went well. I met some people. They were great.
Very nice.
So no friends.
All right, no friends, no plans.
What do you expect?
Yeah, I met some people. That's fine. They were nice. Man, dismiss.
What? No.
Dismiss everyone.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Everyone was very kind.
So name some names of the people that.
Okay.
That you might be friends with now.
Boy, names are hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
You
didn't get like anybody that like you really feel like you might be friends with.
I mean, is that normal, though? You just get all the new friends by doing a remote?
He's new to town.
True, yeah.
He's out and about.
Right.
People come in and see him. That's the only time they're going to see him.
Right, yeah.
Is that a work event?
Yeah.
And so it's like...
What do you mean? What do you mean?
The best part of your weekend was a work event like every other week.
No. I was going to say... Hey, man. Don't come at me like that on Jay's first day back.
Yeah.
I know, Steve. You know I like to just give you a hard time about getting out and about.
Yeah, okay. Now I swear, if you say the best part of your weekend was a wedding.
No.
Oh.
That's going to be trouble.
Well, that's so different, though.
How,
and you know what? And I actually know the people's names of all the people I met this weekend, and I actually feel like I could be friends with them.
I could be friends with any of the people that I met.
Who'd you meet?
Lots of people. Too many to name.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Dang it, Steve.
I know the area, so I know where you were. Mm-hmm. Did Dave stop by?
Yeah, he was one of the people that stopped by. Yeah.
Oh, so you're probably going to be friends with him.
I mean, I'm friends with anybody.
Yeah. So there you go. So Dave and Steve. Hello. There you go. Now we know.
And Jeff came by to say that he was a little disappointed that we didn't play the specific song that was being requested.
Uh-oh.
That I don't know if we should name it or not. But he did approve of my choice.
Okay. All right.
Your choice of...
Of a request?
Of a song.
Oh, like one of the days while Jay was gone?
Yeah.
I see.
He was mad that you didn't play Hillbilly Bone, right?
Correct. Okay, I guess we are going to say it.
we are.
So I guess we are going to say it.
But we decided, Jay, that Steve needed his own song
on vacation. I understand. Okay.
That he will play every time that you're gone
on
vacation.
And what did he choose?
Well, he wanted Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe.
And I said, that is so perfect, Steve. But... I do think Jay might have a stroke.
Yeah. Also, we probably don't have it in the system. So.
Well, I mean, I don't think so, no.
So he ended up with, Steve, what did you settle on?
Well, Garth.
Which one?
Friends in Low Places.
Okay, I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's a song that we don't play normally.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, that's perfect, Steve.
Yeah, that works.
And it probably is at least in the top 500 songs on Like Hillbilly Bone.
Correct. Yes, I think that's right, Kevin.
So that'll be it. Every time you're on vacation and Steve is here, he will be playing Friends in Low Places.
Very good. Kevin, best part of your weekend?
You say it was a wedding. Best part of my weekend without a doubt.
I'm going to come over there.
Shout out to the Judds.
Rah, rah, rah.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll tell you what. They're awesome. Katie and Jared. Oh,
Wait, what a couple.
Is this happening?
What
a couple they are. Big listeners of the show.
Oh, howdy there.
No, best part of my weekend. They were fun, though. God, that was a fun party. But more importantly, best part of my weekend, my granddaughter is just at like the, she's so great right now. Her eight, just everything about it.
Yeah.
Now, still, there's some little meltdowns that are, everything is to the extreme. It's either the extreme sweetest, cutest, most amazing thing, and you're just like, God, I just cannot love you enough right now.
Right.
Or I honestly don't ever want to see you again. Get away from me. Like one of the, you know, it's just those extremes.
Yeah.
But last night, we were outside. We've been working on cartwheels. And so I looked up how
to clarify.
Well, I looked it up and said, let's, I don't know how to teach you to do a cartwheel.
Right.
Really, because I don't
Well, not by demonstration.
So I said, let's check out, you know, on videos.
Although
so
if there's ever a video of you doing a cartwheel, I would love to see it.
I know. And I know how to do it now. So I'm going to try it.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I cannot, Jay.
Okay.
That would be a trip to the hospital.
Right.
But we started doing it, and she was out there doing, I showed her, you know, how to.
Sure, you just showed her the video.
YouTube,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She got better at them, so she was out there doing them, just having a blast. And then all of a sudden, she goes inside. It's getting dark out.
Okay.
It gets dark earlier now.
I've noticed.
And she goes and gets a towel and brings it out, and she lays it down on the ground, and I'm not paying attention at that. I mean, I am, but I'm not talking to her.
Okay.
So she's just doing her own thing.
Mm-hmm.
She lays it down. She lays down on the grass, flat on her back, and just looks up at the stars and starts singing.
Aww.
Just looking at the stars. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is the cutest little thing ever. You're just laying there. I go, are you just looking at the stars? Yeah, Papa, I'm just looking up at the stars, thinking about things and just dreaming. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah, it was just so cute. It was precious.
And then she stuck peanut butter on the TV and it was all
unfortunately, Jay, the next thing came when her dad walked outside and said, hey, it's time for bed. Let's go inside. And then it was like, yeah, but I'm hungry. I want to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or can I have some strawberries, or can I have this? And we're like, no, it's bedtime, and you didn't eat enough of your dinner, I guess.
Oh, boy, here we go.
So it was just a typical.
Yeah, well, you know, parenting, man.
Late at night routine.
Just take the gems. Just take the positives. Take the wins.
It was fun, but it was definitely not as cool as hanging out with Dave in Idaho, like Steve did, his new friend. The Big